Tinder is known as a woman-friendly dating app, yet its co-founders have been accused of sexual harassment. Tinder's parent company just demoted CEO Sean Rad after settling a sexual harassment suit filed against him and co-founder Justin Mateen. Phoenix So has reaction from users and Silicon Valley experts.
The concept is simple. Connect your Facebook profile to the Tinder app and watch singles in your area pop up. If you like who you see, swipe your finger to the right on the picture frame. It has to be mutual. Someone has to swipe you back. And swipe to the left and they're a goner. Out of sight, out of mind. This simple dating app has created a company worth $1.5 billion. But now its very creators may be a hindrance on the company's growth. Trouble started when Whitney Wolf, a woman high up in the company, filed a lawsuit alleging that she'd been sexually harassed by Tinder co-founder Justin Mateen. And yesterday, CEO Sean Rad was demoted after being named in the lawsuit for knowing about the harassment and not intervening. Some Tinder users are concerned, like USC grad student Michael Frank. He wants to separate the CEO's behavior from the company.
It's an interesting story related to kind of the nature of this application, that it's, you know, kind of promotes, you know, relationships or socialization. So in that case, it does get hard to really separate the two, and I think it does reflect poorly on the organization and the app itself.
In a statement to ARN, Tinder insisted that Rad's demotion was unrelated to the lawsuit. Rather, it had to do with the company's rapid growth. We asked USC business professor and Silicon Valley expert Kyle Mayer what he thinks this move indicates.
So, to the extent that you're trying to present an image of the company that is very accessible, open, and respectful of different, you know, people, then I think this also plays into that strategy also. Because this move, given how high Tinder is flying right now, would have been very hard to justify without the lawsuit.
Rad will stay on as CEO until his successor is named. Phoenix So, Annenberg Radio News.